It is my pleasure to present...
Good morning and welcome to the Carmichael Dave Show, starring Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, and your phone calls on the Fire Wings hotline at 1-800-920-1140. Text in on the Jiffy Loop text line at 44-1140. Now, strap in and sit down. Here's Carmichael Dave.
All right. Top of the hour. Hey, this Friday, 8:05, we announce our fall lineup for you, our fall football lineup, or the FFL, as we call it, inside.
Yep.
Had a big meeting on this yesterday, even.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. Actually, I spoke to one of our new guests last night. He's very excited to be a part of it. He's kind of excited to be a part of it. He's going to show up. And right. Really, that's all we need, Jay.
And he'll try hard, I think.
I know he'll.
He's a hard trier.
I guarantee you he will. And if he doesn't... I'm not going to tell
anything.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm going to say thank you,
not
sir.
Not touching that one.
No. I like life. So that's coming up at 8:05. Coming up at the bottom of this hour, Frank Caliendo will join us. Old friend.
Frank.
He's got a show coming up in Modesto. I always like talking to Frank.
Are you going to make the trek to Modesto to go see Frank?
Absolutely. Of course I will. And Frank's within... I had a friend last night... asked me if I wanted to go to... Did you know Joe Rogan's playing Friday?
You know, I only knew that because I went to Doco on Monday. Mm-hmm. You had no idea.
I'm not ready for that.
Well, I don't know if he's tested negative.
He did have COVID. Says he's going to be there, apparently.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Go get him, Joe.
Mm-hmm. Every time I've seen Joe Rogan, he's hilarious. I won't lie. He is. He truly is.
He's a comedian by trade.
But there are a lot of comedians by trade that are not hilarious.
Good call.
He is. Soundgarden right now.
Soundgarden. Soundgarden. The cuts and clips that are catching our eye today. Soundgarden. It's time to go round the world with Soundgarden.
I just want to say Jay put the Soundgarden together.
I do every morning.
Before I play any clips. Like this one.
Did Coach Saban ever use the expression D's nuts?
Oh, man. Coach Saban has his way of doing things. He's definitely a character. He's definitely funny.
Is that a yes, Jalen?
Hey, he may use that. He may use something else. he has jokes, though. It's funny that you bring that up because, I don't know, that it's just funny.
That's a yes.
By the way, here's my discretion I use. If Dan Patrick said it, it's fine.
Yeah. I kind of agree with you, and that's exactly how my brain worked. If Dan Patrick says it, that's fine.
Nobody can argue that.
That's Jalen Hurts talking about his old coach, Nick Saban. If you wouldn't mind, we're going to go to after you hit this promo, would you mind checking Access 3 offline?
Sure.
It's a little, again, inside baseball. Soundgarden number two.
Soundgarden. It didn't seem right the entire time because my motivation was never to slam the organization or the fan base or anybody specifically. I was just in contemplation and wanted to, take time to think about where I was at and what I wanted to do.
That's Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers. Hey, why didn't I want to? Why didn't I want to talk in the offseason? Well, there you go. That's why. He didn't feel it was right. Kind of knew this thing was going to happen, though, right? Aaron's going to do the drama in the offseason. Save for the offseason. We talked about this before. It's football time now. And he and Aaron Jones and Devontae Adams and Robert Tunyon, not Tanyan, rhymes with Funyon. He said it. Remember that. Don't sound silly at your fantasy football draft. Robert Tunyon, his tight end and the rest of that team, looking to be successful this year. Very much looking forward to the Packers-Niners game coming up very quick. I believe that's game 3. Niners start out in Detroit. Then they go to Philadelphia. And then I believe it's the Packers. That will be a nice early test for your San Francisco 49ers against Aaron Rodgers. Okay. Soundgarden number 3.
Soundgarden. In my era, he probably would have done good because with his physical stature, with him being a little bit bigger than a majority of the rest. So he probably would have held his own, but I don't think he would have been as successful as he is now. Like now is, man, you know what I mean? Like he's doing it. Young boy doing it. You know what I mean? So, but it was a whole different era back then, bro.
So, beast or soft?
I just told you.
Beast then.
You know, I think he would have held his own. I can't necessarily say he would have been a beast, but I think he would have held his own.
Aaron Rodgers was the previous clip. That's Rasheed Wallace.
I get Aaron Rodgers with Rasheed Wallace confused
all the time.
All the time.
All the same hair. The whole thing. You
yeah,
know,
the patch
spot.
Aaron
yeah.
has is ridiculous.
I don't know about this debate.
I think it's the dumbest debate
It really
of all
time. Is. First off, LeBron James is a freight train.
Mm-hmm.
Make no mistake about it. LeBron James matches up quite well with Bill Russell when it comes to size and weight. And I know that that's a completely different era. Would LeBron James have been checked more? Yes. Would he have been thrown around more? Yeah. But LeBron James, a big dude. You can't tell me LeBron James wouldn't have dominated. There are a lot of things, too, LeBron James does on just the athletic evolutionary scale. We've talked about this before. Athletes get faster and stronger, quicker, smarter. LeBron James in Rasheed Wallace's era, sorry to say, LeBron James would have at least done what he did. Now, the only reason he wouldn't have is maybe coaches weren't ready for that style of play. Maybe coaches wouldn't have known. They might have put LeBron James at the four and just kept him there and had him been a post guy. You wouldn't be shooting as many threes.
No.
But if you were able, if the second part of that question was, if LeBron James had a modern coach that would release his skills, yeah, he would have been just fine. And really, more to the point, he would have dominated. All right, I got an extra sound guard.
Yeah.
That's okay. Not it. No. That's my old. That's my music. Okay, Jay, I have not previewed this, but it is a TV.
Oh,
spot,
well,
so,
it's edited.
This is the Bishop Sycamore story from Columbus, Ohio's NBC affiliate. And let me get the sound.
Columbus. Coach Tyron Jackson tells me he wants to set the record straight.
NBC4 Investigates spent the better part of a week digging through records and following a trail of addresses that reveal no actual school building or curriculum associated with Bishop Sycamore, even though it was identified by the state of Ohio as a non-charter, non-tax-supported school during the previous school year. It left a lot of questions, but for Bishop Sycamore head coach Tyron Jackson, the answer is simple.
We do not offer curriculum. We're not a school. That's not what Bishop Sycamore is. And I think that's what the biggest misconception about us was. And it was our fault because it was a mistake on paperwork.
But when I pressed Jackson on what he called a mistake, he said he didn't know much about the program's filings with the Ohio Department of Education. It was submitted before Jackson says he was hired 7 months ago.
There was a bell schedule. There was a building address listed that did not belong to Bishop Sycamore.
Right, and I don't know anything about that. Like, I won't speak on stuff that I don't know about. I could say if it was something that happened like that, then that's terrible. That's not how you do business.
Jackson tells me Bishop Sycamore will not file paperwork to be considered a school for the current academic year. Governor Mike DeWine last week called for a state investigation into Bishop Sycamore.
Is your plan to cooperate with the state's investigation?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't have any problem cooperating and letting them know whatever they want to know and things of that nature. That stuff should never have happened the way it happened. And I'm willing to take the responsibility for it and say that it was a mistake. It shouldn't have been that way. And that's something that I had to address stepping into this role.
Jackson says the team is still practicing as what he calls a post-grad football academy. Teams scheduled to play Bishop Sycamore this fall canceled their games following last week's televised loss to the top-ranked IMG Academy.
A lot of it you can say was self-inflicted, and I'm willing to say that. But at the same time, that's probably from a head-down type of thing. Don't take it. Don't attack these kids. Don't take that part from them now that they can't have a season, possibly. Once the smoke clears, we're national news. Whoever does schedule us next will be national news.
Jackson replaced previous head coach Roy Johnson last week. I've reached out to Johnson and Bishop Sycamore's athletic director Andre Peterson multiple times, but I have not heard back from them.
Okay. Well, when I first heard that, I was like, why is the coach going out there? But you know what? I kind of admire the coach. He's going out there. He doesn't know anything, sounds like. Wasn't told much. And guess what? He's trying to stand in front of those kids. I appreciate that. More to come soon. With the Kevin Hart documentary, we'll take a break now. Yeah!
That was nice.
Coming up next.
All right, Three for Madness coming up next. Oh, you won't believe who's going to be calling fights this weekend. We'll talk about Chris Webber and his Hall of Fame induction. And what would you do if you got flagged for PEDs? We'll do that next.
1, 2, 3.
It's Three for Madness time. Three for Madness. Three questions, three answers.
1, 2, 3. Woo!
It's Three for Madness. Here's question one.
Frank Caliendo will join us in about 15 minutes. We're excited about that. Coming up at 8:05, we hit on this a little bit yesterday. Leave it to Jay to carry it over.
Yeah.
No good topic goes to waste. We wanted to put together a Triller-style brawl in the sports world. What are some of the best matchups we could come up with? I have one that I know is going to be very popular. I'm curious if you came up with the same one.
Okay.
We'll find out at 8:05. We'll also tell you about... This is total clickbait headline I could do. Why is De'Aaron Fox getting tested for PEDs?
PEDs!
Coming up at 8:05. Right now, though, it's Justin Marshall with Three for Madness and question one.
The 45th president of the United States of America, Donald Trump, will be calling the Triller fights this weekend on an alternate commentary feed. Mm-hmm. Does that make you more or less likely to watch?
So, as I understand it, there will be two feeds. You can pay the $60 or whatever for the feed that has, of all people, Jim Lampley, who is the, well, Jim Nance of boxing. You know, Jim Lampley is A+. If you're watching a boxing, apologies to Mauro Ranallo or Gus Johnson or anybody else.
Lampley's the man.
Jim Lampley is the man. And Triller, talk about going legit. You put Lamps on the call, you're legit. Now, if you don't know what we're talking about, this was supposed to be a match, amongst others, between Oscar De La Hoya and former UFC champion Vitor Belfort.
Oh, wait.
Oscar got COVID. He even posted a video of him in what looked like a hospital bed. And hopefully Oscar recovers full strength. So who decided to step in last second? 58-year-old Evander Holyfield. Excuse me, it's $49.95. So you can do $49.95 for the Jim Lampley professional one, or you can do $49.95 for the Donald Trump one. Now, I think everybody can guess how I feel about the 45th president. I don't hide it. I'm more likely to watch, and I'm more likely to pay for the Trump one. Why? Same reason why I would watch this stuff, because it's a spectacle. It's the same reason why everybody was going nuts over the weekend over wrestling. I don't watch wrestling, but I don't begrudge the people that watch wrestling because I used to. I don't, it's not for me. I can't get into it. But I'm also the same guy that will watch Mike Tyson fight Roy Jones Jr. I'll watch Jake Paul fight. I like spectacles. When Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart are doing the Olympic commentary, I love it. I'm not tuning into Snoop Dogg and Kevin Hart for insight into the gymnastics. I'm tuning in because it's a spectacle, and we're going to talk about it the next day because it's fun. I'm very curious as to how big of a – it's a train wreck. It's the same thing people don't want to talk about when it comes to auto racing. There are legit NASCAR fans out there. Of course there are. There's also a large group of people that watch – they watch races for the wrecks. They watch auto racing to see if there's a crash. How often do you see that awesome finish at the race going all over Twitter the next day? Not that often. How often do you see the 12-car wreck all over Twitter the next day? Often when they happen. I don't want anybody to get hurt, of course. But you watch for the train wreck. This is going to be, this could be a train wreck.
What do you mean could be?
Well,
this is going to be a huge train wreck.
Maybe it'll be a lot. I don't like to build stuff.
There's going
to
be a lot of quotables, I'll tell you that.
There will be. Yes, there will be.
I have no interest in this. I had no interest in it before. When it comes to the Triller fight packages, my interest peaked at Roy Jones and Mike Tyson, and I knew it was downhill from there. Having Donald Trump on an alternate commentary source does nothing for me. I don't care.
The biggest problem with the whole thing is the one mistake Triller made, and I don't know, maybe this was a package deal, but they're also going to have Donald Trump Jr., who I can't listen to him. Say what you want about Donald Trump. I can say a ton. There's no denying that Donald Trump has a tremendous amount of charisma. Off the charts charisma.
And on that note,
yeah,
they are going to sell a lot of pay-per-views.
Absolutely.
Because of him. They are going to sell a ton.
They're going to sell more pay-per-views based on Donald Trump being a part of the broadcast than they would have based on the fights alone.
If the figure's out there already, excuse me, but do we know what he's getting paid for this?
I do not.
It has to be in the millions, right?
Oh, God, yes.
Millions of dollars.
Millions and millions and millions of dollars. A lot of money. So, yeah. By the way, that's a segment where I guarantee you I managed to make both sides angry.
Congratulations.
The blue side angry by saying I'd be more likely to buy it. The red side happy or angry because they're just always angry. Everybody hates
Good job,
me.
Bud.
All right. That's what I aim to do.
Question two.
All right. Moving on. As we get close to the Hall of Fame induction of Chris Webber, how do you view his body of work?
So the thing that I always go over with in my head with Chris Webber, obviously he's going to be in the Hall of Fame and, you know, I'm chased by the idea. Is Chris Webber, despite the Hall of Fame career, which is a really good career. But when you think about Chris Webber, do you think about unrealized potential still? Or did he do it? Did he make it?
Both. Is that a fair answer?
Kind of,
because
yeah.
Because I think when I look at the unrealized potential, I look at it in the realm of, I think the most of it was unrealized because of that knee injury. And I think if he doesn't go down with that knee injury in 2003, we're talking about a guy who was voted into the Hall of Fame a lot quicker.
When you think about Chris Webber, what's the first thing that comes to mind?
First thing that comes to mind when I think, oh, Kings, Chris Webber. Okay. Leading, that is, for me, entrenched is great Chris Webber with the Sacramento Kings.
I wonder how many people would answer to the timeout.
I think people that aren't Kings fans would.
I wonder how many people would answer the Michigan scandal.
Again, non-Kings fans. I'm biased. I'm not the right person to ask that question.
I'm with you. Interesting. I agree with you. It is both. That's one place you can waffle. Mm-hmm. It is both. But he will be in the Hall of Fame.
And deserves it. He's done a lot for the game of basketball. I mean, the stuff he did in Sacramento was legendary. I mean, he was really good prior to coming to Sacramento. And even post-Sacramento in Detroit, you know, was a starting center on a team that... I wasn't sure if he was on the NBA Finals team in 06 or that team that lost to LeBron in the conference championship in 07. But either way, he was a starter on a great Detroit Pistons team.
Number three.
Question three.
If you got flagged for a PED test by KHTK, that's a lot of letters. Would you take it as a compliment or annoyance?
Dude, I take it as a compliment. Kidding
really?
Me. If you flag me for PEDs, I'm thinking there's a reason.
Yeah.
It's because Jack Johnson and, you know... Whatever the other biceps call it.
Yeah, I would be not just annoyed, but I would be extremely angry. Some of us are just natural specimens. Treat me like that. Doug Christie once complimented my calves.
Did he?
He did.
Really?
Yeah. So, no PEDs.
Never complimented my calves.
Well, you don't have it. I have it.
Tremendous calves.
Not like mine.
It's literally my best feature.
It's my only feature.
Let's have a calf off. That sounds like a rodeo thing.
Yeah,
huh?
Let's not do that.
Ah, let's have the countries take pictures of our calves and post them. Which is the better calf, A calf or B calf?
I don't like that.
Or D calf.
I like D calf.
We'll take a break.
Yeah, that was nice. Coming up next.
All righty, Frank Caliendo, old friend of the show, joins us. Amazing, fun, exciting. The superlatives flow. It's always fun with Frank. Stick around. We'll laugh a little. We'll do it next.
The highest rated morning show on KHTK. The Carmichael Dave Show returns now.
Welcome back. Carmichael Dave, Jay Mars, taking you all the way until 9 o'clock. 1-800-920-1140. 339-1140. Coming up Friday, 7:35. Dave Richard will join us, as he will each and every week. I guess that's one name we kind of already announced. That's good. But our fall lineup gets officially announced 8:05 Friday. Everybody joining us on a weekly basis. We will have football for you every single day. And then we'll add basketball in come October. 3 weeks from training camp, folks. 3 weeks from training camp. Yeah. It's the good time of year. Thank goodness. So I'm very happy, very excited, very proud to deliver all of that to you. So that's coming up Friday at 8:05. We'll announce everybody. Again, you can go to YouTube, search KHTK, and you can watch us there. Hit the like, hit the subscribe, all the stuff I'm supposed to tell you, where they have all kinds of awesome chats going. Like, will Dave age like John Madden? I hope so. What is John, 85? Let me make it to 85. That's not an insult. Dave has cankles. No, he doesn't. I'm telling you. From the knees down, I'm a really attractive man. From the knees down. I could be a knees down model. Although I have rather large feet, so there's not that. You can also text us at 916-339-1140. Football starts tomorrow. Everything is just kind of a prelude to that at this point, isn't it? You know, we're talking baseball, little college football, but everything revolves around football. And we're having our last little spit of hot weather, 104 yesterday, I think 104 today. But soon it will be crisp. Soon it will be crisp, cool. We'll be barbecuing and watching football. September 24th at the Gallo Center for the Arts. Down in Modesto, 7:30. The great Frank Caliendo will be performing. I tell you this all the time. The rule I live by is this. Anytime Frank Caliendo is within 500 miles of you, you go see him. You get your tickets at frankcaliendo.com. He joins us right now for joining us. Frank Caliendo will receive some Pro Spin ping pong balls, white 3-star 40-plus table tennis balls, high-performance ABS training balls, ultimate durability for indoor-outdoor ping pong tables, competitions, and games. Teresa from South Dakota says they're adequate. And John in Elk Grove says, I use them as cat toys. The one, the only, Frank Caliendo. Good morning, Frank.
You know what? I would rather have some Nataku 3-star. That's what I'd like.
People don't, they either don't know or if they don't follow every one of your tweets. But I became fascinated. Listen, I love your comedy and I love you. You know that. We go back a long way. But I'm fascinated by your skill as a table tennis player. And my question is the same as I've opened almost every interview the last couple of years with you. Are you still concentrating at all on your table tennis?
Yes. It's my career. I focused my chi. Is that
yeah.
I think that's I focused my chi on the people don't believe this, but well, I guess if you watch the Olympics, you could see how similar table tennis ping pong is to martial arts. It's all about balance and striking the ball, and footwork. So, you know, the real game is pretty boring on the radio. I got to be honest with you.
But there are people that play table tennis, Frank, and they're good in their home games. They'll beat their buddies from high school that come over. But if anyone's ever seen a video of Frank playing in his garage, for example, there's that level where you go from, hey, I spent a couple years in juvie and I picked up table tennis to, hey, I could probably be in the realm of trying out for the national team. And I feel like you're closer to the latter than the former. It's pretty amazing.
It's because I've taken lessons from like the Olympians and stuff like that. So I know what I wish that wasn't true. But Sean O'Neill is like a 5-time national champion and Olympian. I've worked with him or he's worked with me. And Judah Friedlander's actually been coached by him too. So
really?
Yeah. Judah's actually very, very good. So he doesn't move as much as I do, but uh-huh. he's got a great backhand and he's probably around the same level. So But he's world champion. I'm just a simple player. Anybody who knows anything about judo, he's world champion of everything. But yeah, I don't know. It's one of the things I do for exercise, and haven't done enough of, so I'm trying to even do more of lately because I'm getting fatter again. So well, trying to figure out how to stay from that.
Frank Caliendo with us, and I will get killed by the audience if I stay on table tennis too much longer. But I have to know, do you and people don't realize like how when you play at Frank's level, it's actually a real workout, and you drip sweat, and you're moving quite a bit. Do you hold the do you still hold the paddle by the handle like I would, or do you do the thing I see some of them do? I can't even describe the grip, Frank, but it's like this
weird... No, yes, I can describe it for you easily. Okay. It's called pen hold. It's like you're holding a pen.
Gotcha.
So if you make the same thing like you're going to write with a pen, that's the old school Chinese way of holding the paddle, because you don't have as much. You have a lot of wrist dexterity, but what you don't have, and for spin and stuff like that, but what you don't have is the same coverage of everything if you to shake hands. So it's like the other, what you probably would play is like you're shaking somebody's hand, but you put the paddle in, one finger out, close around the other three fingers around the handle, and then, and hit that way. So, yeah, we've dwindled your audience from 5-0 at this point, which is what our table tennis score would be right now.
Now, moving on, if you follow Frank.
By the way, at the Gallo Center in Modesto, I'm only doing about 5 minutes of this stuff. Only 5 minutes of table tennis material. But half of it's Chris Berman. That's Chris Berman as the ball.
I mean, honestly, I don't want to give you advice. You're a professional comedian, but bringing a table on stage with you, maybe at the end, doing a little Q&A while you're playing, no?
Well, when I was at the Monte Carlo in Vegas, the Jabberwockies were there too, and they played a little bit. And so I would be playing guys moving in strobe lights backstage before and between shows or between our shows. So so there's quite a few people. But like, the difference between somebody who plays it in the basement and the somebody who plays in like a club or something like that.
Is
the level of equipment. It's like hitting with wooden golf clubs versus hitting with professional golf clubs nowadays. That kind of stuff. So let's find a transition, because let's get really, really bad.
I got one.
Charles Barkley rule. Really, really bad.
let's go over to your table of impersonations, because you are
what a horrific segue.
That was so awesome. That's Sacramento radio for you, dude. Come on, we're not in New York. If you don't follow Frank on Twitter, at Frank Caliendo, he puts out tons of gems. And by the way, I love that you're getting your kid involved. That she is, you guys.
Juliet's fantastic. She's got the Gruden down. She's got a couple other ones, but her Gruden is the one everybody, people want to see more of it. And I'm like, you got to do more of this. You got to do, because she wants, her thing is she wants, I said, what do you want to do? She goes, I said, you want to be an actress? She's like, no, I want to be a star. let's work on the actress part first, if that's what you really want to do. So get out there and do some stuff. And she will from time to time. But her Gruden, actually, people have started asking for it. So it's cool. They like her more than me sometimes. I'll tell you what, man, it's pretty good. That tiny little blonde girl, 4'11" of spunk, man. She'll kick your butt in table tennis too, man. She's pretty good.
If you want to befriend Frank on Twitter, one of the things he loves the most is critique his videos and give him advice. And now I love everything you do, and I know you, so I'm almost protective is not the right word, but the video you put out when you and all of your friends were reading Kirk Herbstreit's new book. The picture in picture up top, I ended up covering it with my thumb because I was watching it. I'm like, I don't need this. And it's
for the dumb people. you gotta help dumb people. Because if you don't do it, then people don't know what you're doing. And some of them, like I did the Joker, like Heath Ledger. How I got these scars. It's okay. It's not the best. But it was, I was just trying to find some, because Kirk ties in his book, which I'm apparently selling now,
yeah.
And you have any idea how many other people, because of that, have said, hey, here's my book, you want to read it? No, I don't. This was a thing I just did for fun. And I actually called Kirk and Hay, said, hey, can you send me a book? I'm too cheap to buy it, but I'll get you, 500 to a million views. And he was like, yeah, I can do that. So maybe I'll sign the book and give it away if it gets a million views or something like that. But I was just looking because he ties together the Justice League and sports, yes, which is something that I do a lot of with Marvel and even Justice League some, but I don't do a ton of DC characters. So I did some different Batmans, or I did Batman. I did a couple Jokers. I did Alfred.
Bane.
The Michael Caine. Bane Batman, which is just Sean Connery without the S's. Batman, what are we doing here? You say darkness is your friend. So it was just throwing some of them together. But the thing about those, videos that's a grouping of impressions is they don't always have to be as good. If you do one for a long time, you better be really good at it.
Sure.
But if you do a bunch of different ones, it's like, wow, you could do a bunch of different ones, even if some of them are up and down. I didn't really practice that one either. I just started throwing them down. I was like, well, I need a couple sports one in here. Adam Schefter, according to my sources, at this particular time, here we go with another Kirk Herbstreit quote. Did that. Got to go to Mel Kiper Jr. ties college football into professional football. How could you not do that? So I stuck those and just, it was basically just reading and like a little bit of a joke on certain ones. And then I, of course, ended with Robert Downey Jr. because that's just who I want to be. And the whole cadence of Robert Downey Jr. is like you just drank a Dr. Pepper too fast and you're burping halfway through your sentences.
And watching and being a fan of yours, this is, I'm sure, the wrong way to describe it, but this video, it reminded me that when I look at your impressions, you have like your starting lineup, the ones that everyone knows, Madden, everyone, Gruden, Morgan Freeman, Charles, you have those that you are associated with. What I've always thought you don't get enough credit for, maybe because some of them are new. But your Bane is spot on. Robert Downey Jr., the pauses, the inflections. Adam Schefter, as you said. Mel Kiper, I thought. So in your mind, do you think of it? Do you have like pyramids of these are my go-tos I absolutely nail all the way down to, okay, these aren't quite ready for primetime yet. I'm still workshopping them.
Big breaths. I like how you described it as a starting lineup because I've never done that before, but that's what I'm doing from now on, footnoting you here for that.
That's not my book.
Because there is like that starting lineup of, the group where I can just say anything I want, mm-hmm, and do anything. Then there are, when you first start an impression, you can only say, the way I do it is you just work on a certain phrase and then you get the phrase down and then you expand on that from there. So with like a guy like a Chris Hemsworth Thor, I would just say, Loki, my brother, Loki, my brother, Loki, Loki. And if you bring it down, it's actually Russell Crowe. If you bring it down here, it's up here, it's Chris Hemsworth, down here is Russell Crowe. My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius. Are you not entertained? So there are some that are very similar like that too. Also, what was the other one? I was trying to think of one that I did in there. Back to your main question. So, yes, there is a tier that I think are the best that are. Listen, there's a difference between impression and impersonation too, right? An impression is something that you take and you make a little bit of a caricature it's not. An impersonation is somebody trying to be dead on that person, but that gets boring after a little bit.
Sure.
There are people that do that better than me. And then I think of people who do the over-the-top impressions, the best I think that's ever been is Dana Carvey. Mm-hmm. So I'm somewhere in the middle between those two, like a little bit of a cartoon, but a lot of times because Dana has a little bit higher voice, but he always makes them his own. Phil Hartman was that way too. Mm-hmm. Where you didn't, he always sounded kind of, well, I should, Phil Hartman's different in the fact that he always sounded like Phil Hartman, but you believed it was the person he was doing. Like, I never understood how that was just the brilliance of Phil Hartman. So he's a pretty good impressionist, but he was an incredible actor and seller of the character.
When you, Frank Caliendo joining us, when you started doing, and I mean, obviously you go back to Mad TV and you've been on video and Fox so many times, but when with Twitter and with social media, do you find it different? Because you mentioned impression versus impersonation, and I'm obsessed with the science of this whole thing because it's not just, hey, Frank does voices. There's a whole thing that goes into it, and I'm giving you way too much credit, but whatever. Do you find it more freeing to do, for example, audio only? Like right now, if you're doing a Gruden, if you're doing a Madden versus, I've noticed through the years when you're doing video, like let's take Gruden, for example, you're contorting your face. You're doing physical impersonations as well that make it more Gruden-esque. Is there a vast difference between audio versus audio and video?
Yeah, I think I'm better at the whole package kind of thing as opposed to the same. Can you hear that? I'm hearing something weird on the phone.
Oh, are you getting feedback? Let me see. Jay,
all of a sudden it started giving me feedback.
Let me see. There's feedback coming through, which is probably something. What we like to do, Frank, we like to have guests on and then randomly have like a news report come in and completely distract you to test your professionalism.
That's what I was getting. It was interesting.
Apologies.
So what was the main question?
Audio versus video, which is more difficult.
Oh, yeah. I like to sell the whole character, you know, kind of like I was talking with Phil Hartman with that thing where you sell the character. If you'd listen to Will Ferrell back in the day just do George W. Bush, you kind of would have known it was George W. Bush. You just think it was, you know, Will Ferrell, really. I mean, he's a pretty good impression. He's an amazing actor. But it's all about how what you do with your face and the look and how you sell everything, which is more fun to me. That's why I don't do a lot of cartoon characters. Because there's nothing to do with them because you can't really – you can kind of contort and make yourself a cartoon character, but it's not like selling the little nuances of doing – you know, selling the Gruden, you scrunch the face, you make the Chucky face, and you say, I'm feeling really good today. Then why do you look like you're going to plot my demise at this point? What is that all about? So it's creating those little things. But then there are some that – you know, people went crazy in that Herb Street video for something I've done a bunch of times, which was – John C. Reilly.
Yes.
You know, I just, you know, just kind of throw it together. It's basically this, right? Did you touch my drum set? Did you touch my drum set? If you go down, it's Kermit the Frog. How do you hold Kermit the Frog here? So you go here, Kermit the Frog, then it becomes a little bit more in your throat. You can find if you put a rasp in it, it kind of becomes Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, well, you know what? That's what I mean. So that's in there. Joe Rogan's in there too. Wow. Jamie, pull it up, Jamie. Can you pull it up? Wow. That is amazing. So all those voices are all in that same world.
So you have these trees of these branches of voices where you might be doing one voice and go, well, hold
man,
on.
You just did another brilliant. Oh my God. What? The branch analogy is incredible.
Yeah.
That's a great idea. Perfect. I mean, you're not this good.
No, I'm on PEDs right now.
No, but that's brilliant. I mean, honestly, and I give you complete credit for that, but I just saw when you said the branches, I imagine the trunk of Kermit the Frog and then the branches that go out. I'm going to do that. I'm going to this is the only time you're getting credit for
Thank
this,
you. But, it's been like 15 years. I appreciate that.
No, I mean, this is the only time I will say it had anything to do with you.
Frank once kicked me out of backstage because I was making him feel weird, like the second time I met him. So we've come a long way from there to now.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Was that at that theater in Sacramento?
Yeah, that was with Don. We were all back there, and you just looked at me. I don't know. We were just saying, you were like, man, you're making me feel weird. You got something to do. But you were being nice about it. Modesto.
At least I'm honest.
You
at
were honest.
And you know it was true, and it wasn't my fault.
Oh, yeah, I was being weird. September 24, 7:30, Modesto, Gallo Center for the Arts, Frank Caliendo. Get your tickets at frankcaliendo.com. So, Frank.
It's even easier to go to frankonstage.com.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to spell Caliendo. It's frankonstage.com brings you right to the list of tour dates, which Gallo Center in Modesto is one of.
One thing I've also admired about you too, Frank, is you you know, a lot of times when you see artists come up, they get known for something. And then 10 years later, they're like, I've done more than just that. And I there's a whole different other side to you. You don't just go up and do voices and sit back down and collect a paycheck. But you've never run from your that part of your talent.
Then you haven't been paying enough attention. I've been running from it for a little while. I just do some of this stuff to stay semi-relevant. I mean, honestly, it does hurt me some, because anytime I ever get cast in something, they're like, okay, now break into Bruce Arians. That's how I talk about that. Can I do me a favor? Let me just be a character and not have no risk and no biscuit. You know, there we go. Daddy, I just ate my own face. but that's what always happens. So I have actually worked on a little bit to try and do a little bit outside of it, but not completely,
sure,
you know, eliminate the board. Because I like that stuff. I just don't like it when the thing that kills me is when that's all anybody, like, people are like, do some John Madden. I'm like,
right,
been out of broadcasting for 25, 30 years.
Yep.
I got to be able to do something different. So I went from pigeonholing myself as a guy who did an impression of a sportscaster named John to a guy who did an impression of a sportscaster named John, and now I'm back at the Raiders. So Caliendo doesn't even get to do that everywhere, man. Make it happen.
Last thing for you, because you've told these stories before, but we always have a new audience of five. What is your favorite experience in doing a voice in front of said person you are impersonating?
Oh.
You said, oh, was that like, this is a stupid question? Oh, or was that like, oh, I'm thinking?
No, I'm trying to think of which is the best. I mean, doing Madden for his grandkids was interesting. Doing Gruden with Gruden the first time.
Yep.
When he's just making the face, he's like, so you're the guy who does me, huh? I'm like, how'd you figure that one out? He's like, where are you from? And I looked up where he was from. So I said, that's, I think, Sandusky, Ohio. He's like, really? I'm like, no. He's like, good, because you were blowing my mind. But I've become friends with Gruden.
Sure.
You know, we went to go see Aerosmith in Vegas,
wow,
you know, before the pandemic. You never saw that? Oh, well, that'll be the next time, I think. We'll bring that up. The Aerosmith concert with Gruden. There's nothing better than that.
I mean, honestly, that is to go from you've been around the block, my friend, and you continue to kick butt and take names, and you're going Denver, Irvine, Oxnard, Pittsburgh, Atlantic City, all over the place. We care about Modesto, California, because that's within our 50,000 watts. And as I started the show, 500 miles of Frank Caliendo, you drive. It's a great show. I've seen it many times. That's no joke. You can get tickets at frankonstage.com. World class ping pong player, world class comedian. Okay, guy, Frank Caliendo.
Yeah, and those are my picks for the Super Bowl. This has been great. What a great sports chat.
Yeah, you see that? We nailed the whole thing. I mean, really, honestly.
Crushed it, you know?
Yeah,
who would have thought I'd have picked those teams? All right, so people right now are going, what's happening? Is it bleeding in again? I missed something.
Hey, I gave you the tree thing, so use it.
No, the tree thing, and what was the other thing? The other thing was great, too.
Oh, the pyramid. Pyramid. The pyramid of
starting lineup. Starting lineup and the branches.
Yeah.
I love the branch. The visual of the branches just hit me. I just saw like a Harry Potterish kind of tree going. I don't know why it's Harry Potter. Maybe it's the giving tree. Mm-hmm. There it is.
I think we're getting bleeding again. So, Frank.
According to my sources, it appears that Tom Brady will be playing tomorrow night. It's going to be incredible.
You're the best. We'll see you in Modesto September 24th. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you in about 5 minutes.
Okay, take care. Bye. That's Frank Caliendo. We'll take a break.
Yeah! That was nice.
Coming up next.
I do love Frank. He's a good dude, and he's very, very funny. Go see him, frankonstage.com. When we get back, best athlete rivalries for a thriller-style boxing event based on our conversation about Terrell Owens and Donovan McNabb yesterday. De'Aaron Fox is getting drug tested. We'll tell you why and so much more. Don't go away. We're right back.